I want to squirt from my big engorged clit. It's big for a clit.
My reflexes and ace of spades are more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm Refilis and Grisios, Gemini Jackson, someone in the Quantimino with Model of the Millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
What's up, Vatos?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Vatos means cats.
Gatos. Gatos.
That's Gatos.
Fuck, what's Vatos?
Dudes.
Oh, just dudes. Bros?
Yeah.
Okay. Hobros.
That's okay. That's cool. Sorry.
First on the menu, fermented hot sauce.
Does it get you drunk?
Are you guys familiar with fermented hot sauce?
No, sir. Tell us about it.
Gemini, I don't know.
I was hoping somebody
would have an insight on fermented hot sauce.
Yeah, what Brian said. Tabasco is like a fermented hot sauce.
From what I understand is they let the peppers mold.
Who?
Really?
Kind of like dry aging a steak.
There's actual
mold in it?
Yeah, that's how dry aging works.
Really? What else do you dry age?
What apparently am I peppers.
Meat?
Yeah,
really.
Meats, peppers, sausage.
But
sausage
I would know if I had a dry aged meat, right?
Usually you pay more.
Okay.
If you've paid more at any point in your life, you've had dry aged.
I haven't.
No, I'm pretty sure you've had dry aged.
What about so all sausage is dry aged?
I mean, it's cured.
Okay.
I mean, it's a similar process.
I see. So
you've had dry aged, I'm sure.
I'm sure I have. What's your name? Arthur.
Arthur.
Forgot your name. What
dude?
What,
comma
what
Arthur.
What made you think of fermented hot sauce?
No, I did.
Oh, it was you.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just heard the term.
Oh, okay. So it's more like a...
Hey, bros, what do you think about this?
Oh, okay.
I brought this to the table.
I see, nobody, sorry, I didn't mean to...
And nobody knows about it, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I have nothing to...
From what I understand...
Does it taste like kimchi?
Oh.
I don't know that it tastes like kimchi. It does supposedly make it a more complex flavor, which makes sense since there's mold.
Because I would say that is a spicy hot sauce.
You would say kimchi.
If you took the leaves out.
If you take the leaves
out. If they fermented hot sauce, if you took all the
leaves.
The particulates out. Yeah.
Take all the leaves out.
Yeah.
You know, did you say that kimchi is played out at some point?
I don't like kimchi.
Oh, you don't like it is what, okay, because I just recently discovered it.
Oh, you're
really?
Into it.
As an alleged white, I mean, in the last 5 years.
And how do you feel about it?
I love it.
Wow.
I haven't had it in a while, but I love it, and I was, but you don't like it.
Hey,
like,
Korean ladies.
The stuff that they sell at the general store.
Oh, the ones that's in like the little
ramekins.
Ditches.
The tub.
In the ditches.
When you have when you go to the.
Yeah, yeah. The sides.
The Korean barbecue place.
Yeah.
And there's like a little. A
lot of little plates.
Ditch for
little
the kimchi.
Ditch. Ditch, can I have a ditch of kimchi?
Or what's it called in war when you're in the trenches?
Trench?
Yeah, the kimchi
hole?
Trenches.
Kimchi foxhole?
Yeah. So
any Korean listeners, if you're looking for an alleged white dude, hit him up.
You know how you say that Asian girls like white guys all the time?
It's like
I think you think it's possible
giant.
That I'm the only white guy they don't like?
Maybe you're just like poison to pussy.
In general,
your okay.
Anything's possible.
Your pussy side.
Yeah, maybe.
Just make it wilt.
Shit.
Hey, ladies, if you're looking for a dry pussy experience.
Yeah, if like, you just want, if you got a
dry-aged.
Dry-aged pussy.
Out of the bottle, man.
Ladies, uh-oh. If you're listening out there, just let, and you, you're ever like, hey, I just want to see how quickly my puny can.
Crack?
Can crack. Give me a call.
He's trying to take a crack at that dry-aged pussy. Speaking of hot sauce. Oh sorry. Burrito's got something to drop.
I was going
to
say, so are you going to try and find some fermented hot sauce for
you guys told me
test?
Tabasco is.
Well, I was going to ask about the fermented. Does it have an alcohol content to it?
I don't
it?
Think so.
It's just like a, like you were saying, dry age and aging process.
Yeah.
Tabasco's totally that. They make it and they put it in barrels to like sit for a while.
No, I think they don't do the hot sauce process first. I think it's the peppers that get.
In the barrels?
Fermented.
What are some hot sauce brands that are fermented?
Quick science.
Tabasco. How do you say this? Hoi
number Fung's, six on the list.
Sriracha.
Number one on the list.
And Frank's Red Hot.
Number two.
Number two on the list.
Is Sriracha, what's this thing in front of it? This name?
That's the dude who made it.
That's the thing? Is that on the bottles and no one ever sees it?
Yeah. It's on top of...
It's the popular brand name.
Huey Lewis...
And the news Fong? Sriracha.
Huey Fong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cock sauce.
So hot sauces, those are fermented.
Now...
Speaking of hot sauce...
Fuck!
A quick hot sauce discussion referencing the top 10 hot sauces. I guess I didn't need to read the notes. This is the top 10 hot sauces sold by Instacart by weight.
By weight.
Sponsored by Julio Tejas. So here's the top 10 list by weight. Hui Fong. Is it Hui Fong? Sounds like Hui Fong. Sriracha. Frank's Red Hot. Cholula. Berman's,
never heard of it.
Tapatio,
heard
Tabasco,
of it. Yes.
Texas Pete,
nope.
Heinz, hot
I've heard
sauce?
Of that.
Louisiana,
guess. I've heard of it.
And Valentina,
nope.
I've never heard of Berman's, and that's it. Has anybody else had Berman's?
No, I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of Berman's.
It must be a regional thing.
Or Texas Pete.
Yeah, no.
You've never heard of Texas Pete?
No, have you?
No.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
They have that in
or
the
store. Or Heinz or Valentina.
Heinz,
you've
I'm
never
not
heard of Valentina? It comes in the massive bottle. It's super watery.
Nope. Whenever you're at the Tex-Mex restaurant,
yeah,
they're always
that's
on
Valentina.
The table.
It's always Tapatio for
it's
me.
Like the ketchup.
Tapatio.
Is it Tapatio or Cholula?
Both. Cholula has that wooden circle cork.
I think both Cholula and Tapatio are both kind of regulars on tables at
Valentina
at Tex-Mex restaurants.
Valentina for sure.
Is Valentina seen, a is that the name?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Valentina is like at the mom and pop Mexican shops that still have like tables and stuff.
Yeah.
Louisiana's at like chicken joints.
Yeah, I feel like whenever we go to taquerias and stuff, they usually have their own sauces that they make and they
true.
Put them in the little.
Ramekins.
Little clear containers, yeah.
In Slam City Southeast, we use Slap Yo Mama.
Slap Yo Mama.
Or Slap Ya Mama, I don't know which one it is.
Slap Yo Mama.
So
you're disrespectful out there.
Yeah, but for fun. It's kind of fun.
Did you look at any more of the study that they did? This little...
What study?
Tell
well,
us about
this
it.
This little stuff, like they actually
that top
like,
10
broke
is based
down.
Off statistics that of Instagram grocery sales.
Instacart. By weight. Oh, but they have other things.
Oh, I mean, they also did like.
Do they have condoms by weight?
No, they also did like where these were most popular, like broken down in like
regionality.
Yeah,
so
regional.
Berman's
popularity.
Like a Northeast thing or some shit. Is that why?
Yeah, that's what
I don't know.
New York.
Yeah. And Texas Pete wasn't in Texas, surprisingly.
Really?
Posers.
It wasn't popular here. It was somewhere else.
Texas Roadhouse isn't from Texas either.
Ooh.
All right.
Roadhouse.
Is there any other hot sauce talk? Any other statistics that you saw that were interesting on this?
Any more sauce stats?
I don't remember. I don't really like hot sauce.
I'm glad
for
we had
all this talk.
I'm glad we had two whole bullet points.
I don't like hot sauce that's already in little bottles. Like, I don't use that ever.
Wow. He makes his own.
Yeah.
Or he uses the homemade stuff?
He's a purist.
I use the homemade stuff.
Wow. He's got his own little baby chilies growing
in
his little
like
baby tree.
Pre-made bottled hot sauce is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I don't.
What else can you put in bottles is my question. I mean, you put hot sauce in bottles. You put baby food in bottles. Milky milk in bottles. Babe, what about fucking shit? What if you put some fucking shit in a bottle?
What if?
Oh,
and
fries,
you know, no bad ideas. No bad ideas.
I'm
right?
Not just spitballing here.
Yeah. What if?
Like that for a segue.
Not bad.
It was not bad.
It was a buildup.
Yeah.
We were all on the edge of our seats, and then you dropped the shit in the jar.
Fucking shit.
Much like Teen Mom.
I felt real constipated leading up to that.
Yeah. Everyone was like, yeah. Yeah. And we had a little bit of release at the end.
Yeah.
A couple squirts. Teen Mom, Farrah Abraham, shows off letters from fans in jail. I mean, that's not a big accomplishment, right?
Why is she showing it off?
After offering to send jars of her own poop to OnlyFans subscribers.
Oh, she's saying, oh, see? It's not weird. It's not weird. Look at these people in jail that want my shit.
she's using the people in jail.
You go, see?
To justify
normal people that are in jail want my shit.
Her shitty actions.
What's that?
Her shitty actions.
What do you mean?
Like, she's using the people in jail to justify her shitty actions.
Being
selling her own shit.
Yeah. It is a shitty...
She saw that one 90 Day Fiancé was absolutely killing it selling farts.
Yep.
And then she has this crazy idea.
She said, I was on a reality show.
Yeah.
Why don't I do something with my butt?
Yeah. And then, like, she goes... I mean, it's an obvious jump to conclusion from fart to shit, but she misses the entire nuance of the entire...
Which is what?
Which is nobody wants to buy shit.
Yeah. Farts?
It's ephemeral. It's an event. It's like
it's a moment.
You're capturing lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
Look, farts are off-putting, but shit's disgusting.
Yeah.
I think that's the distinction.
I think shit obviously has bacteria and like a lot of like
it's probably illegal with the USPS.
It's probably
USPS doesn't want that.
It is a biohazard.
It is a biohazard.
That's the word.
Yeah.
She's cute though.
You'd buy her shit?
No.
You'd take a turd from that?
What if she shit on your dick while you're giving anal sex to her?
She did it on purpose?
Let's say
she just had some really, Lucy's, man.
She was really embarrassed by it.
She drank too much chocolate liqueur.
I want her to be embarrassed by something while we're having sex.
But then she filmed you. She's obviously embarrassed. She's having sex with you.
That's fine.
Doesn't matter. Still got laid.
If you fast forward, you'll get to the chili dogging part.
Yeah. I want her to feel... I don't care if I'm the reason that she feels like a little dirty bitch.
And the reason is you.
Yeah. So.
You want to be her hooba stink.
Yeah, kind of. No, but I don't want to fuck my shit through her tits, though.
Yeah. Well, how about her shit through your tits?
Do I want to fuck her shit through my tits?
It sounds appealing now, doesn't it?
Yeah, because in this situation, my dick would have to be really big, and I like that.
Yeah. You would trade having to fuck somebody else's shit through your own tits to have a big donk.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Because it would have to be like, go all the way up to my chin.
Isn't that insanity? That just seems like, at some point, cumbersome.
Yeah, you don't want that. I mean, there was an old story about the guy, the Indian guy.
No, Mexican.
You know what happened? You want to know what happened in my racist brain?
I do want to know.
Never mind.
It was a man from Nantucket?
No, never mind. I mean, it was just like, in my head, I remember it was a brown guy.
Oh, no.
And I just assumed it was Indian for some reason.
Wow. The Indian guy had like three penises.
Okay, so there was an Indian penis story?
I think that was the one.
I don't know.
If I'm getting my dick references correct.
We should have a database that
database.
It's called a dictionary.
Dictionary.
All right, thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, I didn't even understand.
Yeah, it's right under your nose.
No, it's not. Unless you can suck your own dick through your tits. All right.
So yeah, we bring it up.
Teen mom shitting into jars and selling to people in jail.
Or just the idea of like teen moms, or this teen mom. At this point, her daughter's probably like in college.
Really? Is she that? Yeah, probably.
I mean, she's 30.
She does look about 30.
No, she is 30.
She is?
Okay. Cool. So maybe high school. I added too many years.
Wow. But... Yeah, definitely high school.
Yeah, for sure. If she's a teen mom, yeah. Kids in high school.
Yeah.
The crazy idea is like, imagine being a teen dad.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I think it requires very little effort.
I guess so.
Oh, no, she has like a fake ass. I hate this shit. The fake ass shit.
So you're not having sex with her?
Yeah, I'm having sex with her, but okay, I'm going to be But her ass is going to be moving in a weird way. You can like move it and it stays.
You can move it and it stays while your penis is still inside of her vagina.
Yeah. But anyways, teen dad, what now? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I wouldn't want it.
That's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing.
By default.
Yeah.
The thought is just crazy.
Is there a show called Teen Dad? I guess the teen dad.
I think he just wanted to run around the room, everybody's thoughts on being a teen dad.
That's a nightmare, and I'm glad that it didn't happen. Now, if I had a kid, it would feel better. Yeah, I could cope. But as a teenager, that was my worst nightmare. It's every kid's...
I don't think it's every kid's.
There's some out there, they're going like, I need a fucking kid right now.
Right, I'm 16. No. I'm like 12.
I'm behind schedule.
I'm 16 damn years old.
My great-grandfather had 10 by my age.
There's some.
Yeah, there are some like that.
Burrito, what do you think about being a teen dad?
You think it's good? No? Bad? Yes?
That's probably a bad thing. Yeah.
I'm not even responsible enough to be an adult dad, so fucking being a teen dad? Jesus Christ.
You know, monkey's out of the bottle, man. I'm trying to think. I mean, you know what? you could technically be, no offense, y'all could be grand. I guess y'all, we could all be granddads
for sure.
Point. Yeah,
if we were teen dads,
I'd be a young granddad, but you guys are the right age where you would have been like 20.
Bullshit.
And you had a kid. Yeah, if you were a teen dad, your kid would be like 20 something.
Yeah,
that's wild.
That is wild.
I guess same with me. I don't know why I'm saying you are that much older than me. You're not.
You could also be a grandfather.
Yeah. Can you be a teen granddad? No.
I don't think so.
What?
Math does not add up to the way.
Does not
Something
compute.
Really but fucked up happened.
Did we talk about the youngest grandmother?
Wasn't she like...
She was like
20 something?
Yeah.
Like legit just 20, right?
No.
Maybe like 23. Like
yeah, 23.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Not really. Not great. Some bad shit had to go down.
Well, the fathers were the same age as the mothers.
Right.
So that's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah.
So anyways.
On the brighter
cut that out.
Side.
Cut that out.
Brian's 5-point red flag checklist.
How to avoid being a teen dad.
Yeah, by following Brian's five point red flag checklist.
I have this prepared, dude. 5 points. First.
From the heart.
First red flag. She really likes me a lot. Yeah. And she likes me.
You're an asshole.
Second of all, she's, I don't know, dude.
She calls
a teenager?
That's a red flag.
That's for sure a red flag.
I guess that counts. What age would be like a red flag?
Yeah, I mean, everyone already knows.
Broad terms. Brian has an age range.
Yeah, 25 to 35 is the hard red flag.
Hard no. Second lives.
Not a hard no, necessarily, but it's a red flag.
Yes, but not in the appealing way.
Yeah.
How about something to do with like habits or...
She clips her toenails and smells the residue.
She does it around me?
She just does it.
If she doesn't, I don't know about
regardless it. Regardless of if you're around or not.
Are you just talking about clipping toenails in general?
And sniffing them.
I wouldn't like it. Also, what is this for like dating? Because I don't really date.
He only masturbates.
Because
this is just women in general.
Women in general.
Brian has.
And they have really
like,
strong
for candidacy
opinions.
The biggest one, strong political opinions.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a fair red flag.
I mean, that's a legit red flag, though.
Like, that's like a default
someone
one.
Someone who, like,
this
a woman
the example list.
Who won't shut. I mean, anyone, but a woman just won't shut up to me about politics. I mean, God.
Get the rope, off, dude.
I think a person in general to me on that kind of boat.
Yeah. What's that?
Anybody that's like running their mouth on politics, yeah. Just like, God damn.
It's exhausting.
Let's see. What is that? Three or four? One, we'll just do it. Let's say it's
you
four.
You got a few. I got age, politics.
Shit, dude. I don't know, man. I should have thought about this, huh?
No, if you got one more.
From the heart.
From the heart. If she calls you a little bitch.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
That'll get you.
What about if her dick is bigger than yours?
No, that's definitely
no, I don't
not.
Mind. That's no, not man. Right now. I don't
that's
want
a plus
that.
For
that
Brian.
Green means go.
Yeah.
I guess yeah. It's his butt that's hosting.
I guess if she calls me a little bitch, that's I'll take that one. So basically, I just took all the ones that y'all suggested that were my red flags. I didn't bring any to the table.
I think you brought the specificity to the
you brought
to
the first
window.
One. Yeah. Quick to answer on the first
she
one.
She likes me for me.
Oh, yeah.
Not because.
Which is really the true answer.
Yeah.
We just put 5 points to kind of bring out which one's
yeah,
most important.
Yeah, because if she likes me like right away, I'm just like, what are you trying to do?
You know why?
What are you trying to do?
No, you know what
me?
You're
what
thinking?
What is wrong with you?
What you're thinking is, I don't even like me. Why the fuck you like me so
know.
Much? Why do you like me so
what's
much?
What's your
deep dive?
Like, what are you trying to...
What's your angle?
What's your angle?
I only have two kidneys, and I will not give you my liver.
Hey, maybe you're just an interesting person, Brian, and she wants to get to know you.
Yeah, what if...
She feels like a compatibility
you
vibe.
You were an interesting person.
That's not it.
Fuck!
Wait, am I doing that too early? Let's do this. Wait, hold on. Listen to it first. Don't...
Fuck!
Wait, no, this is what I think it is.
Fuck!
Is that not it?
It might be it, but I like...
Fuck!
I like both.
Okay. They're the same, to be honest.
We're just going to go, fuck, fuck! I'm glad we figured that out. That was XX Quantimino.
Yeah, we got a new, what is this called?
Soundboard. It's been with us. We just never pushed the button.
Shit! Shit!
Brother?
A brother needs to go on there. Sorry.
Julio Tejas, financial advisors.
when you gotta move some weight.
Oh, I wait. Julio will help you diversify your holdings.
Flat rate.
Always great.
Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today.
I'll regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Monkeys escape after truck carrying 100 animals to a laboratory crashes in the U.S.
Damn, we got monkeys. We got a car crash.
We got a lot going on here.
Turned over lorry.
Turned over lorry is a...
filled with lab monkeys.
You think the monkeys crawled through the truck, got into the driver's side, and like snapped the driver's neck?
Probably. Oh, and then that's why it crashed?
Yeah.
I like caused it. Yeah.
The great monkey
escaped.
So we've
had enough.
We had enough of this damn
that's
testing.
That's some Planet of the Apes right there.
I don't want no more Kylie Jenner makeup on my fucking face. Put some more eyeshadow on me one more motherfucking time.
One more motherfucking time.
One
I ain't no bitch.
One more motherfucking time.
I ain't no fucking bitch.
I don't need my nails done.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe that happened.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear like the follow-up detail to this story?
Nope.
They're still looking for them.
No, they got all the monkeys.
Oh, that's sad.
There was only like three that escaped, and I'm sure they're tagged. So, you know,
they'll
find them.
God, I mean, they were
got little chips
in
them.
The
can you imagine when they
chips
get out?
With chips?
They get out of the truck.
Chips with chips.
They were filled with such hope, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After and snapping that driver's neck,
they didn't even know
like
what to think, what freedom was.
And rage. Because
they were born into it.
And little did they know they're chipped, dude, because they got the vaccine.
Damn.
Oh, they got the vaccine, so now they're chipped.
Now they know where they are. Maybe they were testing out the new chips.
Hey, J-Mark, cut that or
fresh
or
batch
tag
of chips.
Us, dude. They'll fucking tag us and
or
bag
maybe
us.
We'll find a new audience.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Welcome. You guys are more
welcome,
fun.
Welcome, idiots.
You guys are more fun than the other guys.
Oh, and a lady got
sorry.
Sick, too.
A lady got sick?
There's some lady that was, like, helping out. I guess she was exposed to the feces and saliva and caught some bug.
Oh, that's fucking sad as hell because now it's like the fucking monkeys and shit were just, like, covered in shit, too.
Yeah. It's like something that kills a human population. And it came
was brewing in that lorry.
Yep.
And the monkeys just snap that driver's neck.
Speaking of turned over lorries, truck carrying 30,000 pounds of diapers dumps on Highway 401.
I like that we keep calling them lorries.
Well, Arthur is, and I
we're
like
trying
it.
To find a
I'm
new audience.
I'm trying to reach out to the British audience.
What's up, the British audience? We got dumps like a truck. Truck. Thighs like what?
What?
All night long.
Driving.com. Driving.ca.
Driving.
So I was wondering if these were used diapers or just like a shipment of new diapers and boxes and
why
stuff.
Would they be used?
I don't know that anybody concentrates used diapers
just
anywhere
like
to be able to get 30,000 pounds.
You think like a, I don't know, an orphanage or something would have
30,000 pounds
like maybe
of
just
shit?
Like in the middle of nowhere and it's coming out of like a septic tank.
Hey, Daniel, you're on diaper run today. We got a lot of dirty ass diapers. Take them to the wagon.
I can't drive.
Get
I'm
in
fucking,
the lorry.
I can't get in the lorry. I'm stoned as hell.
This is the teen mom's poop delivery.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah.
She's moving some fucking weight.
This is going to the penitentiary.
That's the initial shipment.
Yeah.
The initial shipment.
Okay. There it is.
I did it. But now, Teen Mom couldn't dump out 30,000 pounds.
Not without help.
Don't go against Teen Mom.
Oh, it could be outsourced.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which is fraud.
Legitimately
I don't know,
fraud.
Man.
Legitimately fraud.
If there was fine print somewhere, she could get away with it.
The reason they want this shit is because it was pressed between her cheeks.
Yeah.
What if she just like dropped it like it's hot? Just direct anus to jar.
It was still
didn't
like,
even touch the
it touched sphincter.
No.
It for sure touched sphincter.
I don't think it touched her cheeks, though.
Yeah,
I'm
but
talking
it touched
specifically
the inside
about
and outside.
Her plastic cheeks that Brian hates.
It touched the inside and outside of her actual butthole. So.
Yeah. But it didn't touch her cheeks at all.
Who cares?
Or her
you
crack.
Don't usually shit inside your butt cheeks, do you?
He misspoke. You did
sometimes
say
you
cheeks,
might shart.
But...
huh? Getting... Semantics!
You don't shit through your butt cheeks.
So, you know,
you
sometimes.
You
kind of
do, but.
No, you expose your asshole and you pucker it.
Speaking of assholes. China brings back anal swab testing for COVID 2 weeks before Winter Olympics.
Hmm.
Good segue, Brian.
Thanks.
Actually worked well.
Unlike.
Why do you think they did this, dude? I mean,
I think they
it's
just
so
want,
undignified.
I think they just want an anal swab.
There was one guy there that was like, my now's people. My chance.
This just sounds made
it's
up to me,
It's my time
though.
To shine.
He goes, look, hey, what if we...
Hey,
no
you
bad
guys
ideas.
Said, first of all.
What if we brought back the thing with the asshole thermometers? No, that's not thermometers. Why don't we test it the baby way again?
Yeah, let's test for COVID the baby way.
Do you think that works?
What?
The anal COVID test?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be better.
A lot of it passes through there. Tasting your shit?
Yeah.
Really?
Or like your butt juice.
COVID's in your shit?
You shed more COVID out of your shit than you do out of your nose.
Your body. Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. My shit was different when I had COVID.
That's what I hear. I hear
what?
This strain of COVID was fucking up people's guts.
Tell me
about it. I don't know. It was just kind of like loose and, you know.
Wow.
Loosey goosey?
Kind of smelled weirder than normal.
That's the COVID smell.
Was it like soft serve?
Maybe if you can identify that smell, you can be like those COVID smelling dogs.
Are there COVID smelling dogs?
Yeah.
Sure there are.
Maybe now you know the smell of COVID. And if people are farting and shitting around, you're like, wait.
I smell COVID.
You got COVID, bitch. How do you know?
Oh, man.
How do you know, Detective Brian?
But that's just
one of
the metrics for figuring out if...
Fuck!
one of the metrics for figuring out how much COVID is going around is testing the wastewater.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's how they check for drugs, check for diseases.
But it's in your pee-pee, too?
Yeah.
I'd imagine it's everywhere. Like you're just shedding it every which way.
Shedding
your earwax.
Earwax. It's in your earwax.
It's in your tears.
The tears don't fall.
It's in your pre-cum.
I don't like the term
tears
shedding.
Don't fall.
I mean, I'm not saying they should change it, but shedding is...
It is a weird word, but it
I don't like
kind of being excreted through every which way.
No, I know. It just makes me feel
shed cells.
Shedding.
Shedding the virus.
And your nipple milk.
Yeah. Speaking of nipple milk, McDonald's employee shot in argument over discount. What?
Oh,
man, I read so many fast food shooting stories this week, man. There were problems, apparently. This one in St. Louis, a lady shot somebody. Oh, a dispute over a discount for French fries.
Yeah.
Look, ours may be siding with this lady because she said she did it.
It was a little extreme, but.
She said she did it through the app.
Ooh.
Did she really?
No.
Oh.
I just did that to get Art's going. He's like, you know what? The lady might not be wrong.
You're stealing my thunder on that one.
She ain't right, but she might not be wrong.
Defense attorney Arthur on this?
How else are you going to get the discount?
There we go.
Yeah, by not shooting someone? By not shooting someone? Okay, I'll take that 150 grand cash bail. No, we don't give you the cash.
Yeah.
Oh.
Small bills, please.
I fucked up.
So this is what I think happened. Is you're supposed to mention the code before you start ordering, and she probably tried to use the discount at the window when she was paying.
God, can you fucking imagine ruining your life over fucking like $2 or something?
$2.99.
Can you
imagine? Like I said, it's extreme. But $3 on the inside, I feel it.
But have you ever like has it ever changed the course of your day, like your mood and your day? Maybe you were mean to someone in like over $2.
Nah, man, I got my shit together.
I think I've probably done that, where like I got in a bad mood because someone fucked me over at a restaurant, and I just carried that over.
You paid it forward.
I was at a pharmacy, and I was like standing behind that situation where the lady wasn't getting her coupon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And the clerk was trying to explain to her. It's
listen,
like,
ma'am, it doesn't work on
when
Valium.
When I tried to scan it, it's already been scanned. It seemed like it was like a single-use kind of coupon, and she was trying to use it again or something.
Nefarious.
It's not that nefarious. Maybe she didn't know. You know what I mean?
Maybe she absolutely
sometimes they give
knew.
You the coupon back, and you're like, do I use this again?
Yeah, so you got to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Shoot your shot, lady.
But yeah, it was over like $5.
And
like
she
a gallon
shot
of milk.
Him?
Nah, she...
milk?
She paid the whole $5 and left.
All right.
In that scenario, I'd be like, here, you get to put this back up.
But let me tell you one of his good defenses, which is like the fuck.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm not going to fight this one anymore, the lady said.
Uh-huh.
He said that to get the coupon like reset so she could use it again, she has to call the 1-800 number on the coupon.
Oh, that's their end-all
that
be-all.
That was a fucking checkmate right there.
That's their end-all be-all. They will all the 800 number, just direct the customer to that 800 number. Oh, so sweet. My hands are tied.
Yeah.
I really wish I could.
To.
My hands are tied. I don't have access to the system.
Yeah. The elusive system, dude.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's the system.
Speaking of McDonald's, Hash Brown McMuffin, McDonald's unveils fan-inspired menu hacks. Not sure what to get at McDonald's? Just combine a Big Mac, a McChicken, and a filet of fish into a giant single sandwich.
How about a McGangbang?
And it's called Land, Air, and Sea. And that's the big thing about this article and why I brought it here, is that it has these menu hacks, but not the number one menu hack of them all.
The McGangbang.
Tell me what that is again.
It's a McDouble and a McChicken, like, smashed together.
And a McChicken is different. There's, like, two types of chicken,
one.
Right?
It's the one that's
McChicken,
formed.
I see. And then what's,
formed patties.
So the other one is
the
called...
The mainstay.
Is just a chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the McChicken.
That. No, the McChicken is a cheap one.
All right.
That's the patty? Like the staple one. Yeah, it's like a giant nugget.
They got the spicy McChicken's good,
but
right?
But do you just take the nugget and put it between the two patties, or you take the whole sandwich and put it between the two patties so you have like four about? Buns?
Oh, I don't think there. I don't think there are buns involved.
There's always buns. Oh, so the
meats
are the buns.
Meats are buns.
So it's like a Flying Dutchman.
What if meats were buns?
What if ghosts were cum?
Wait, what's a hold on?
What if ghosts were cum?
Yeah, anyways. Sorry.
So I'm not even going to talk about any more of these other ones because they're kind of gimmicky.
They don't even acknowledge.
They don't even sound good.
The McGangbang.
Dude, it's not even on here?
How dare them?
They didn't even give it a different name,
and
a more appropriate
name.
Not
even tried.
You know what? Why didn't they try to rebrand it and like try to, you know, acknowledge the McGangbang aspect of it?
Like you can call it the McGB?
No, that's too close.
No, it's not.
Call it the McBangBang.
There you go. That works too.
The McBangBang.
How about...
But maybe it's too gun-related at that point.
Yeah, it's so well in Texas.
McOrgy?
Yeah, McOrgy.
How about...
How about the McSpit in my mouth?
McBukkake?
Oh, yeah.
How about the McTrain?
Oh, yeah. McTrain.
How about the McBring Your Bros?
The Megan Trainor meal?
Oh.
Sure.
Nobody wants that meal.
And it's actually like the McChicken and the McDouble plus some fries and a drink with glitter.
Because Train is in there, dude. If you want something subtle and also named
Drops
after a fat
Jupiter?
Woman...
You want Drops of Jupiter?
What do you mean?
Do you want Drops of Jupiter?
What about it?
You said Train was in there.
Oh, yeah, that's
fried
true.
Fried chicken.
The Train meal. Yeah.
Fried just chicken.
I got a question about these menu hacks.
All Tell right. us about it,
We were done, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we...
I'm not telling it. I'm asking.
Oh.
Ask a burrito?
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck!
So like this Land, Air, and Sea, right?
Yeah.
If I order a Land, Air, and Sea for McDonald's, are they just going to give me these three?
Correct.
And then I have to make it?
Correct. So in the article, they're saying, half the fun is putting it together yourself.
No, I don't work for them.
Boo! That's a capital G, bold, italic, strike through, underline.
Oh, my God. All they're saying is like, hey, buy more of our shit.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly.
You do it.
But the serving is about, like, you know, the single serving of a
bad word, too.
A super fan McDonald's person would like buy those
bang.
And assemble them. But yeah, I think it's bringing more popularity back to the McGangbang.
The McBangBang. The McBang bus.
Bang, bang. We have leftover parts.
Bang, bang, you're done.
Speaking of putting things on your face, want to cover yourself in bologna?
No.
Oscar Mayer has a face mask just for you.
My bologna has a first name.
It's OSCAR.
My bologna has a second name.
It's MAYER.
Oh, Oscar Mayer.
Yeah.
That's they the make theme bologna. Song. That's the theme yeah. song.
So I wasn't really a fan of that kind of biting the eye holes in the bologna mask
and
thing.
Then putting it in your face?
Yeah,
it was kind of fun.
What is that?
Twice.
Oh, so you did that?
Yeah, just children do that.
Is that a thing?
It's children do that.
Burrito.
I do it with tortillas.
Oh, yeah.
I continue to do it with tortillas.
The tortilla mask?
He stays doing it with tortillas.
I stay doing it with tortillas.
So that's your selling item there to kind of cop this idea is tortilla face masks?
Call them lucha masks.
Ooh.
That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, luchador face masks that are like for dudes, but they like...
Can you eat it afterwards?
What, the tortilla? Yeah, of course.
No, this Oscar Mayer
is it real bologna?
No.
Yeah, is it real bologna?
No, it's just a face mask.
It's a gimmick item.
Oh, no. Ah. Arthur only brings gimmick to the news.
Yeah, that's all my stories.
Speaking of news, we got a news section within a segment.
Oh.
A segment.
Brian's sewing season, also known as Brian's cum corner, also known as Brian's cum talk, cum chat.
Come chat with Brian.
Come chat
come
with
chat
me.
With come chat like with that. Brian. No, it's come it. Chat with Brian.
Yeah, come got chat it. With Brian.
Perfect. Come chat with Brian.
Wow.
You can say it any way you want.
We're going to have an entire show of that.
Come chat with Brian.
Bereaved families fight to use deceased child sperm to be grandparents.
Jesus.
Baruch Ben Yigal. What do you think? That's a
Mexican
guy? I think
you just
guy?
Go ahead and continue with the story.
What do you think? That's a Irish guy? The terrorist stopped me from being a parent. He shot.
So is that the terrorist or is that like the person being quoted?
No, I'm sorry. Okay. Delete all that.
Yeah, what is
you can't really
what
delete it because you brought the story.
No, I know. Okay. So
you're in the corner,
from?
Man.
I forgot about
covered
this.
And cum.
Okay. Yeah, so
we're
apparently,
in the corner. There's a lot of trust
this,
going on
I
right now.
I thought we were in a cum corner here.
I know. Okay. Okay. So,
you said no bad ideas.
So apparently their child died in a terrorist attack.
Yes.
Because they're Jewish, and that's sad. So anyways, that was my kind of joke earlier, because it's so obvious it's Jewish. They're Jewish. It's a Jewish name.
Right.
Anyways, he shouldn't stop me from being a grandparent is what they said.
Yeah.
That's just kind of sad, but I don't think you should. What do you guys think? You think you should be able to take a dead person's sperm and then make a kid from it?
I would say, you know, anything's possible.
I mean, yeah, sure, why not? Like, if you can do anything else under the sun, but it does feel like you should have their permission.
Yeah, but you can't get it,
but
so you
also,
can't do it.
What do they care?
They don't care. That's true.
How old was this child?
I mean, I'm guessing.
No.
Yeah, that's a good. That's
oh,
a, when I, when
no.
I know. That's what I thought. This child, it just
it
means their child.
It does say deceased child's sperm.
But it's their child.
Right.
But it's not a child, I would guess. I didn't read it. I'm not going to read the
if
article.
If it's a 10-year-old, they'd probably leave his sperm in his body.
If he has
and
it.
Bury him.
Do 10-year-olds have sperm?
I think you always have sperm. The things don't connect yet.
Really?
I don't know. I'm making that part up.
Okay. I mean, that's
we
true.
We don't have biology lessons in Slam City.
Yeah.
You know that, right? We don't have a lot of good sex ed around here.
That's true.
When was the last time you had sex ed?
I took
for him probably like last night.
I took abnormal sexuality or something in college.
Wow, and they were like the hip bone's connected to the dick bone.
And I said, "Oh yeah,
oh
that
shit."
That makes sense.
I'm glad I took this class. I'm really, really learning.
You know, I should have prepared this cum talk, this cum chat with Brian. It's really just a sad
story.
Oh, I
story thought this
about
was like a personal
know,
story that you were gonna like.
No, I have nothing.
You just. I thought,
so he's just bringing news about that involves jizz somehow. And this one's a sad story, but
so we
still involves jizz.
We had...
Oh,
oh
no!
No! We had what if jizz were ghosts.
Oh, jizz went everywhere. Shit.
And then we had... What
this
if,
is what happens when you're in the cum
corner.
What
if your child dies? Should you siphon the sperm out of his body somehow?
That's probably a no.
How do you do that?
What?
How do you take cum out of a dead body?
They still have, like, testicles.
I think you remove the organs that contain sperm.
But the sperm
sex
doesn't just
are
die
just like
immediately?
There. No, man. It got
maybe
hours.
Was, yeah. You probably have like a day.
Yeah.
Because you just do
why
it
not?
The old
plus, like,
way.
Man, what if you freeze him?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So he must be frozen because they're saying that the family is continuing to fight. So apparently
for
it's
their
still
rights
viable.
To party!
Oh. Double. Anyways, okay. So...
Yeah, well...
Terrorism is bad.
Maybe the next story will be a fun, cum-filled story. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese news anchor. Despite not being Japanese in word, he won't be able to keep a straight face through all the falling jizz. So grab those cue cards and get ready to stay classy, Slam City. This is Burrito's Nippon News. A segment within a segment.
Within a segment. Within a segment.
So much cum.
I feel like that was an appropriate intro after the cum corner. Yeah.
Cum corner?
Cum chat. Yeah.
The depressing ass cum chat. By the way, we're talking about this dead ass kid. His parents are fighting over his cum, which is weird. That's not the porn I signed up for, man.
But I think he was an adult-aged man.
I wanted to see two lesbian parents fighting over their son's cum.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Dude. Fuck!
But I don't know.
So speaking of news anchors here, Tokyo TV, maybe that's not right.
No,
station
right.
Tokyo TV.
What?
Why are you doing this?
You're fucking with us.
You're fucking
with us. The station is called Tokyo TV, and I don't like the way...
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, it's called Tokyo TV?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's not a Tokyo TV station?
No,
I mean,
no.
It is, but it's also
It's a Tokyo TV station, yes, but it's also just called Tokyo TV.
You're supposed to say Tokyo TV station, Tokyo TV.
Yeah.
That is what you're supposed to do.
Yes, that's how what you're supposed to
so
That's
do
exactly
it,
what you're supposed to
we're
say.
We're listening.
We're waiting.
So they skip
no,
an
wait,
wait,
wait, wait, wait, wait. Back up, bro. We have no idea what this headline is.
Shoot, what fucking time is it?
Tokyo TV station Tokyo TV skips ugly controversy over Princess Mako's marriage, shows Blade instead.
I like that. Wait, Blade like Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, so
pretty fucking hot shit, dude. Yeah.
There's a lot of like etiquette.
A lot of people mad about
help me out with this. Someone that's never heard of any of this
shit.
Yeah,
what's Prince? Who's Princess?
No, what's
Maka?
Blade?
So they still
well,
have
I've heard of Blade.
Let's start with Blade. So basically,
no, let's start
Wesley's,
with the other thing.
Yeah, it's a Wesley Snipes movie,
which is awesome.
Yeah, but Blade isn't a Wesley.
But they're gonna
Snipes
play a movie over part of the news, or what's is this supposed to be like the main headline?
Oh, that's what I was trying to tell you guys.
I was concerned about Blade.
If we didn't start with Blade, you would understand.
I was concerned with Blade.
Such a little sexy.
There's still
down.
An imperial family in Japan, and the princess Mako is going to get married.
Is she the only princess?
Yeah.
She's the only child, I believe.
She hot?
So,
I'm sure she is.
She's sure.
A princess. She's regular, but she's a princess.
Yeah, she's got a lot of money, I guess.
I don't like that.
So anyway, she's
but she likes you, Brian.
Is that a red flag if they're a princess?
If they're a yeah, princesses get the fuck out, and especially if you're a regular. And
you
I mean, don't even.
Sexy ass down.
I like how fast you're typing to look her up.
What about King Jong Un's sister?
Yeah, never mind. Yes, queen to her. No, I'm saying never mind to the North Korea bitch.
Oh,
I like her. Cause I'm gonna call her mommy in the sec.
The North Korea lady?
Yeah, she's my mommy.
I mean, yeah, I think you would have to call her mommy.
Yeah, she would force me to. Princess Mako, yeah, she's regular. I'd still hit it. I'd hit it.
Even if she's a princess?
As long as she's not acting like a damn princess.
She is acting like a damn princess.
Get this, Burrito.
There's
finish,
an ugly controversy.
Burrito, finish the rest of this.
Yeah, I think so I know the story now.
She's getting married to a regular.
There you go.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Well, she sounds down to earth.
But in order to do that.
Yes.
In order
she has to give
that,
up her royalty.
Yeah, she has to give up her royalty.
Damn, dude. This is
and
a bad bitch.
There's always
she's down,
ride or die.
But there's not any other royalty in Japan, so like that's kind of
it has to happen.
You know,
I think that's okay though, right?
But every time it does happen, because it's been happening for a while, there's a few people in Japan who will, a couple groups who will get angry and start to voice their opinion. So it's a big news story and it's controversial. Blah blah blah. So in order to like appease people, they had to go on, they held a press conference and they told everyone that they were going to get married and why and blah, 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 and all this stuff. Well, all of the news stations were covering this live press conference, except for Tokyo TV, who had previously scheduled to show Blade. And so they just were like, no, we're actually just going to keep showing Blade. And so they did.
So it wasn't like a political
true to their
statement
word.
For play. I mean, they just were like, we don't give a shit or is
no.
it?
No.
Yeah.
Think of it though. If everybody's showing one program and they can watch anything else, if anybody doesn't want to watch that, they'll only have you as the only option.
That's true.
And it's Blade.
And it's Blade. Guys, I've been watching this YouTube show with Wesley Snipes. He's like, how to do your taxes. And you guys should check this out, dude. It's like, you
what
don't have to pay
shit?
Any.
Oh, a YouTube show with Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, he teaches you how to not pay your taxes.
No, I think that's a master class.
Oh, okay.
It's a master class on how not to pay your taxes.
Yeah, okay.
How
not to pay your
but
taxes.
Anyways, you guys should check it out.
Bullshit!
Yeah, I think the funniest thing about this is that, you know, there's places that will show, like, all of the stations at once.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's like
and
a
so,
wall
it's
of
a wall
coverage.
Of this, except
yeah,
for Blade.
It's like a wall.
A Blade,
yeah.
Like, little square.
Yeah, so, like, all of them are the same except for one little square, and
that's
it's Blade.
That's fucking funny. And it's Blade. Of course it's Blade.
Love it.
You got to find some social media pictures to prove it.
Love it or leave it.
I mean, I
there
believe
them. There are some in the article.
I believe them.
Bring it.
You want to open it.
Oh, you're sharing screens?
No.
Okay.
Fucking. You can go look for yourself. You yeah, can look for yourself. Just click the link.
No, you're right. Fuck me.
How do I do that?
Speaking of goats.
Speaking of political controversies, post-election goat scandal rocks a Japanese lawmaker.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. It's not what you think. I thought there was going to be
think.
Some goat fucking, but...
Oh, it's not?
There's not, yeah. But apparently there was this lawmaker who was running for office, and she kind of presented herself as like an animal lover. And she
oh,
had this,
she's an
she
animal
had this,
lover.
Yeah, she had this little baby goat, and it's super cute.
Yeah.
And she also had a cat, but who cares, because there's a goat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Goat trumps cat, for sure.
Yeah, and the goat was on the campaign trail with her.
Had a massive dong.
It's a baby goat.
Massive baby goat dong.
Yes. And then the night that they were going to count all the votes.
Yeah.
The lady tweeted that she would be sending her goat to be placed in foster care.
What a bitch. Yeah. Why would you do when they're counting?
Well, it's not going to be affected.
Is election over?
Affected. Yeah, it's just counting, right?
Yeah, yeah, they were just counting it. Yeah.
I think that's a sick move. That's a big dick move. That is a big dick move.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, everyone got pissed, and they were like,
Sakura-san debated me.
Hey, how about this? But goat instead of fuck.
Goat!
Okay. Sorry. Try it.
So after everyone was getting angry, she then tweeted a picture of her cat and was like, look how cute my cat is. No,
listen, lady, nobody gives a fuck about your cat.
We don't care about it.
We all got cats. None of us got goat.
So people were like, what about your goat?
Yeah, what about your goat?
The lady's name is Mary. They're like, what about your goat, Mary?
What about your goat, Mary? What about your goat, Mary? What about your goat, Mary?
Where's your goat tonight?
Where's your goat, Mary?
Following the backlash, she apologized and took the goat back.
Oh, gross.
Now she has to live with a goat she don't want.
I know.
We forced her into this goat marriage.
Like, well, she's going to treat the goat well? No.
No, that goat would have had a better life at foster care.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what else is funny?
Forcing goats on people?
I'd love to force a goat on somebody.
As a sentence, it's funny.
Some people were saying, well, maybe she can't raise this goat because she's going to be really busy as as an elected official.
Thank you.
As an alderman?
So
there was
another elected official.
Oh, no. Throwing some shade. Says, I have seven goats,
about
bitch.
How he raises a whole herd of goats.
Oh, my God.
One goat is nothing. I have 17.
Well, he's
good for
in
you,
office.
Goat
yeah.
man.
And then Emma's like, nobody really asked you, goat man.
Yeah, goat man, how about you shut the fuck up? Go feed your goats, you dumb
okay.
bitch.
Oh, really? At goat man, you have 17 goats.
Yeah, why don't you go feed them with your udder, which is
your
penis?
Also, you know what? That seems like too many goats.
It's at least 14 too many goats.
Yeah.
Three goats.
You can have a mom goat, a dad goat, and a baby goat.
Yeah. I'm imagining.
That's maximum goat.
I'm imagining the goat with a little tie because when he comes home from work.
Yeah, he's tired.
Goat dad.
Goat dad's tired.
Give me a beer, bitch.
Give me a beer. And she's like, why don't you spend some time with your kid? Yeah. You know, because.
Squeezing him.
Oh, my God. Oh, like, he already did it. He did it first.
Well.
Yeah.
All the above.
Speaking of raising animals. Pokemon.
Oh, I've heard of that.
They are animals.
Listen, children, I too have heard of Pokemon.
They're gaiju.
They're gaiju.
Is that right? Kaiju. Mm. Damn.
Our favorite donut place in Japan, Mr. Donut.
Mr. Our very
donut.
Formal favorite.
Yes.
No. Donut's my son. I'm Mr. Donut.
He's releasing Pokemon Donuts.
Or he released. You gotta speak
kind
of past
tense. He did release.
I don't think they have them anymore.
An older article.
The sun's out.
Christ, Christmas collection. Yeah. You know what? We're ahead of the curve, actually. Yeah. Hey, guys, get this. Come Christmas, Mr. Donut is going to have
come
some
back.
Donut. And
maybe
some,
they'll have Pokemon Donuts 2 years in a row.
And so they had really cute donuts.
Which ones would you get?
Glaceon butts? What does that mean?
Yeah, what's Glaceon butt?
Glaceon.
What's Glaceon butt?
It's a different version of Eevee. It's one of
it's
the evolved
Eevee with a
Eevee.
Fat ass.
But you can eat Evie's fat ass.
You can eat her groceries in donut format.
Cream filled
donut Evie ass.
They got cream filled.
Are we keyword spamming now? Cream filled donut Evie ass. We're just
You tell me this bitch shit's come.
We're gonna have a fucking 12-year-old being very disappointed when he tunes in. Oh wow. This video is nothing what I thought it was going to be.
I was promised Eevee's creamy ass.
It does say crowd favorite Pikachu is returning for its third time. So they've done this in the past. So
hey girl.
Maybe we are.
Hey
the
girl.
Timeline doesn't matter, fellas.
Hey girl. Let me take a Pikachu.
Damn, dude.
Hey girl.
That was the entirety of the news.
I've just been trying to ruin all of your...
all my reads.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
What after lunch?
What after lunch?
And what I had for lunch, Boomchi healthy.
Boomchi wealthy, Boomchi wise.
Was it a cup of jizz?
It was not a cup of jizz.
A healthy cup of jizz.
You know, it's all protein. It's protein and like chlorine, I guess. I don't know what else is in the fucking cum. Smell like swimming pools.
Was it a salad?
It was a salad.
Ew. Was it a Ceezy?
It was not a Ceezy.
Did it have chicken in it?
It had chicken.
Did it have little ham cubes?
It did not have ham cubes.
How about eggs?
Boomchi had eggs.
So it was a Cobb salad.
It has, starts with the same letter.
Cock.
A chicken salad?
Nope.
Cock?
Not a cock salad or chicken salad.
Cumber.
A Caesar salad?
Not Caesar. Not Kimberly.
Cucumber.
Not cucumber.
Cucumber melon.
Not cucumber lemon.
Melon. Cumin?
Not cumin.
Cumin.
What other salads?
A cilantro salad?
Not cilantro.
A celery salad?
No.
House salad.
Go up the, just keep going.
A chuhouse salad.
You're very close.
A Chesterfield salad.
It's chutney. Yes, that's, you're close. You're getting close.
What?
No, just keep going with a CH sound.
A Chicago salad?
No.
I feel like we're playing Wordle right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we are.
We're way CH. Past the five turns, six
Boomchi
turns.
Boomchi with CH.
Shansen.
Four letters.
Cheese salad.
Chuck.
Four letters.
A chia salad?
China salad?
Chin. No, what the fuck? A chef salad.
That's so difficult, man.
Boomchi is chef salad.
So it did have the ham.
Yeah.
Eggs, chicken.
Or have bacon.
Bacon.
No cube time.
All right.
Bacon, eggs,
kind
chicken.
Of cheese, like shredded cheese.
It was cotija because it was like a Southwest
chef salad.
Chef salad.
All right.
Had avocado in it too.
Pretty good.
Gemini has to recuse himself. Boomchi.
It's a jefe salad.
It is a jefe.
Boomchi. I'll give you this, dude. There's two slices of bread on this, baby.
Boomchi Art's going to hate the fuck out of this shit.
Oh, no.
Two slices of bread. But it was it a sandwich?
Yes. Wasn't a trick. That wasn't a trick clue.
Was but it a gimmick sandwich?
Yeah.
I mean...
The most
gimmick? Was it witch?
No, what? we're talking about not sandwich brand, sandwich type.
Boomchi standard sandwich, but done in a capital G way.
The most...
The grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah. At a restaurant? Overpriced!
Hey, I fucking told you.
Bullshit!
Boomchi.
I'm so disappointed.
Boomchi side?
What tomato soup?
Yeah. Tomato bisque.
That's some basic ass bitch. Okay. You paid way too much for it.
Guess what?
He didn't pay.
The office paid for it.
Yeah!
So,
thank you, Julio.
Would you eat it if the office paid
for it? Fuck no.
It's pretty good, though, dude.
Nah. It's a free grilled cheese sandwich.
It was only $9, dude.
Wait, so what made it $9 though? Because I've eaten some expensive
at the restaurant
grilled
that
cheese
they're
sandwiches.
At.
Too.
It's like the cheapest thing on the menu.
You said, yeah, what made it $9? Yeah, the restaurant.
The restaurant
did.
Made it $9. That's just what they priced it, and that's what I paid.
No, there's no reasoning to make it $9.
I mean, it's like Texas
special
toast.
Bread.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, it probably has all
Texas
great ingredients, but it's
Gruyere.
Basically, it's still a grilled cheese with tomato soup.
Overhead, it would probably cost $2 to make.
No, it's probably
I'd say
like
more.
$3 to $4. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then the bisque, dude. Come on, man.
Come on, the bisque.
Oh, it was a tomato bisque.
Oh,
it wasn't just tomato soup.
Bisque, we're talking about bisque.
I mean, it sounds all right. It'd probably wait, but I could probably just smell it and know what it tastes like. I'd never have to order
it. Was kind of sweet.
It would you know
sweet
that?
Grilled cheese.
It's buttery.
Sweet like candy?
You know what I like is
like
a Gruyere. And like,
I'm not sure what that is.
Pears.
It's like a white cheese that melts
that's
really like
pairing.
Even.
I
that's
like
a
that.
Good pairing. You're right.
Yeah.
And pears, huh?
Fuck!
Pears. Oh.
Fuck pears. Fuck grilled cheese. Boom cheese. Who's next? Burrito. Boom cheese.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Boom cheese.
Boom cheese.
Boom
cheese sandwich.
I should have bet that one.
In between two slices
cheese.
Of bread.
He also had. A boom cheese sandwich.
Did you make it at home?
No.
Oh,
no.
So you went to Quiz Yes.
Yes, I did.
So you had the...
Quiz Yes.
Oh, dude, did she fuck up your avocado again?
Let me tell you.
Oh, shit. Here
oh,
we
let's
go.
Do
here
this.
Here we fucking go. Here we fucking
quiz
go.
Quiz knows means knows.
Quiz
Doesn't she
Yes.
Know that?
It was an actual Quiz
oh,
Yes.
Oh, my
Doesn't
God.
She knows that?
She has learned... Maybe they had a training or something.
Maybe they took her to the side.
Monkeys out of the
and said, listen.
I think they did because she said something about it.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Whoa.
oh, she goes, well, what else do you want on here besides the guacamole? And I was like, oh, just some spinach. She's like, okay. And she kind of looked up. She goes, I'm going to put the guacamole on first. And I was like, oh.
Wait, yeah, that's oh, good
idea.
Great. Thank you.
I mean, this is... I guess they took your comment card seriously, Burrito.
Comment card!
Burrito, is there any way that she knows that you
were, the narc,
were upset about it?
Yeah, I don't,
oh, she
I don't
listened
think
to the
fucking
letter
to show.
The manager. No, you know
oh,
what? Quiznos probably listened to the show.
The manager
oh,
heard the wow. episode.
That's what
like,
it is.
Oh, my
I know Wes Burrito.
Oh, and she wait, cut it
Wes?
In half.
Oh!
And she cut it.
Someone pulled her to the side and said, yeah. Listen, Westerfer Burrito... Westerfer. At this Quiznos.
Westerfer!
Westerfer
they
Burrito himself.
They were probably concerned that I hadn't shown up for a while.
Yeah.
And like,
what could have possibly done this?
When he comes back in,
you fucking,
fucking
make
sandwich.
Sure you put the guac first.
Treat him like
and
a king.
Then the fucking spinach, okay?
She was like,
and you better goddamn make sure to cut that bitch in half.
You know what I haven't done in a while? Is put
lettuce
spinach
down. Yes.
Yeah,
finish.
On the guacamole.
Yeah.
You know how I hate tips and we all hate tipping? I think this is the kind of situation where you tip. This is the only time
this
you
is
say,
personal growth.
You say you've learned, you've grown,
you've leveled
you did
up
a good
as a
job,
person, and
here's
I recognize
$5.
You.
That's
I
a
see
fat
you.
$3.
Man,
much.
My bad. $3
Jesus, on a sandwich. Christ.
On a sandwich.
Yeah,
a
but
holiday?
You want her to. You want to like. You know what's a positive
give her an
reinforcement?
Incentive? Yeah,
like
yeah,
a dog.
That positive reinforcement.
Like when a dog doesn't miturate on the rug.
Yeah. You,
good dog for not pissing. Good dog for putting the guac first and then the spinach.
And then pet her on the head.
Yeah.
And then she'll call you senpai.
And then kiss her.
We're getting a little bit
yeah.
familiar.
Kiss her little nose, little head.
Boop her nose,
give
yeah.
a little.
She's probably greasy, right?
Yeah.
I imagine her
having
being
to
greasy.
Make all those sandwiches.
She smells
the day.
Like oil,
she smells
and vinegar.
Like oil and vinegar.
Oil and vinegar, nice.
Yeah. Hey, Art.
Art, what did you have
What'd
for
you lunch?
What did
you have for lunch? What did
you have
for lunch? So I had a multitude of drive-thru this week.
Oh, Jesus. A bevy of drive-thrus, one of which
would you
is
say
McDonald's.
You're on a bender?
Maybe.
No, this is just his fucking life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the daily reg, but you can just call one of them and I can go down that fork.
Boom Chiyu had McDonald's.
Yeah.
Boom Chiyu ordered from the app. You got free large fries.
There was a free large fry involved.
Boom Chiyu $1 drink.
No, I don't get a drink.
Wow.
Oh, because you have it at the house?
No, he drinks more water so that he can maintain his salt balance.
And they don't have water on the menu.
They do have water on the menu, but they charge you for it, so he's not
really?
Going
to get
it.
Really? Oh, they do charge you. You're right.
In
you're
a
right.
Cup?
Yeah,
no,
they charge
no, no,
you for
no.
the cup.
Yeah.
How much?
$0.35.
It's 35.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's something
damn.
Crazy.
It's like
McFlation,
a stamp.
Dude.
Yeah, they got drink
McFlation?
Up oh, no.
You just said that last. I think you.
That's a zeitgeist word right now.
Oh, is
the
it?
Price is going up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I had the Arthur meal.
Oh, good.
It was the McDouble. Mm-hmm. A lot of no salt going on there.
Yeah.
How much was yours?
It was $4. Like 4 and change.
Oh, okay, Brian. And you paid 7.
With the fries in there.
If you would have
it's
had a large fry, it would
yeah,
meal,
if I paid
yeah.
for the fries,
yeah,
okay,
it's
upwards
yeah.
of 27.
I gotta get the app. I do have the app.
You don't pay for the nearly perfect meal.
Wow.
The Arthur's nearly perfect meal.
Right. I do have the app.
I could just key it in for you there. Or it might be like the billboard one of these days.
Yeah. Arthur's nearly perfect meal.
Yeah. Order now, along with the land, air, and sea.
Yeah, the capital Bullshit. G gimmick.
That was hella gimmick, right? When you learned that it was just
capital
all the
land,
different.
They just give
G?
You fucking sandwiches.
Yeah, you're just ordering
Fuck
the items, and
here.
Then you have to
I'm
build
not
it yourself.
Learning anything new.
Land, air, and capital G.
Hey.
There you go. I like that.
Okay.
That was what we had for lunch.
What we had for lunch.
Last night, I woke in a sweat. The cravings rising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then, I remember, Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, you get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available in the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who might be nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-da, I said split! Da-da, shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
That too much?
Hit 'em up!